B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, to your calls as promised. Ed and Quincy lead us off this hour. What do you got?
Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Just want to give you, there's 32 statistical slots in the NFL, correct?
Yep.
Patriots offense, listen to this, 28 out of 31.
Hey, Ed.
32.
Ed, spare us the stats. They blow. We got it. All right. So what's your point?
Well, and Cam has a 42.7 quarterback rating.
Sucks. What's your point?
The point is, this game coming up Sunday, if they lose this game, they go to 2-5. Does anybody out there realistically think they can go 6-3 to finish 8-8? I mean, really?
I may be the last guy who wouldn't give up on it, but it would look really, really bad.
I mean, a week ago, I thought that they could maybe win their last seven games, but after the way that they performed against the Niners, I no longer think that.
I mean, I would go so far as to say if they don't, you know, I think Cam Newton's career might be at stake this weekend.
Yes. Good point, Maz. If he craps himself again on Sunday, he is not going to be a starter next year in the league. He's going to have to take a backup job.
I mean, I can't imagine that.
Because he'll probably lose the job here.
Yeah, and I don't know how long Bill can ride with it. I mean, I think he might be forced at some point to go back to Hoyer. If he doesn't believe in Stidham, he doesn't believe in Stidham. Fine. But, you know, Hoyer, we know, can at least get them to the 20. He can get them to the red zone.
It's important.
And then after that, who the hell knows? But, you know, maybe you just hand it off and kick a field goal and hope that Folk makes it.
Joe and Revere. Hi, Joe.
Guys, here's the problem. It's been the problem for all of Bill Belichick's career. He's a losing head coach without Tom Brady. But here's a fact. He is a brilliant, brilliant defensive mind. The way he used the Giants and won Super Bowls, the way he's also done it here. He needs to let go of the offense. Somebody else needs to run the offense. Somebody else also needs to draft for that offense.
Okay, it's just unrealistic to expect Bill to just coach the defense or to have someone draft for Bill Belichick. You can want it, but it's not going to happen. It's pointless for you to do that. Robert is not going to hire a GM on top of Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick will leave. It's in his contract. He has personnel power. He controls the draft board. That's it. It's a package deal. So if you want a new coach, you're going to have to blow Bill out of here. Coach, GM, the whole thing.
Bill's all or nothing.
Like, just get it through your head. There's not going to be a GM on top of Bill Belichick. It frustrates me the losing record without Tom Brady thing. It's like, I mean, it might be a little unfair for me to start the clock with Tom Brady in 01, but it's equally unfair to go back to 1991 in the Cleveland Browns when Bill was 34 years old or whatever it was. I mean, do you think he might be a little bit better? He might have improved a little bit from when he first took that Browns job in 1991.
Okay, but you and I both know. I happen to agree with you. I think it's an unfair characterization. I do. But that's the way people are going to look at it. People are going to look at it that way.
Okay, I look at it.
About it, but it is what it is.
Fine. My counter is 11-5 with Matt Castle, 3-1 with Garoppolo and Brissett.
Okay. But again, the overall body of work.
And now 2-4. So, yes, those are the numbers that matter to me.
I mean, I said to you, I happen to agree with you, but people will look at it as once he lost Brady, that's it.
Jeff in Arlington. Go ahead, Jeff.
You're just take invested in Bill.
Well, no, it's just, I think it's silly to go back and say, you know,
of course it is.
I mean, so Bill's record in Cleveland is what it is, and he deserves the record. And I'm not saying he had any bad luck there. I don't buy into the nonsense of the Art Modell moving the team. And no, Bill's record was what it was. He deserved the record he got. I'm just telling you, you tend to improve the longer you're at it. And I think Bill improved from Cleveland. He got better. He's not the same guy.
He's a great game planner, still is, and he's a great instructor.
Okay, and now maybe it's possible he's on the backside and the game has passed him by and now he's, you know, he's lost it a little bit. That's entirely possible. I just think to say that to lump it all together, he's the same guy he was in 1991. I mean, the Browns years were 91 to 95, I think, right?
Yeah. Well, he was here 4 years, right? Or five. Well, whatever.
Yeah, it was 5 years, I think. I mean, we're 30 effing years ago. like, I think he's a little bit different now. Jeff in Arlington. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, what's up? I think so much of Bill's issue can be chalked up to his simple reluctance to accept the ego that inevitably comes with high-end talent. And it's something I used to praise him for, but it's gotten way too far in the other direction, man. So now we're porked with a bunch of dudes who want to, you know, eat humble pie. And I don't think it's Bill trying to be cute. I just don't think his ego will even allow him to let anyone else's ego into the locker room. That's what I see a lot of the times. And Felger, I love Sade too. Peace out.
I didn't hear what he said. Oh, Sade, yes. Badass. Love her. He kind of raises a point.
No, I think he's right about it. He's pretty much nailed it. I mean, now look, usually it relates to money. But Seymour, what happened? He wasn't going to take Bill's crap anymore. His ego got bigger. Seymour's did, so Bill said bye-bye. I think to a degree that happened with Mankins. It happened with Ty Law.
You're missing the big one.
Brady. Yeah, of course. No, what I was going to say is Brady subjugated his ego for 20 years. He kept it in check, or 18.
I also think what, you know, the question about how he drafts players in the first place.
Yes.
You know, system over talent.
Yes.
You know, it's if I'm drafting talent, well, that's really not about me or my system.
Right. He wants the grunt.
I want the guy that's going to follow what I tell him to do, and it's about me.
Yes, and you can hide that, too, by saying a guy who loves football, works hard, effort's a big part of it, all of which is true. But that doesn't preclude you from taking a guy with talent. And this, the worst-case scenario, if you're a Patriots fan right now, is that all those years where he did that, the reason it worked is Brady. That's okay. Your worst-case scenario.
Okay, but be that as it may, he has had some years and some stretches of years where he's made some really good draft picks and did a really good job building the team. Again, outside of Brady.
Of course, yeah.
He built this team about three times over into a really good roster. Now, some years they went to the Super Bowl where it wasn't that great of a roster, like 2011. But, you know, this last run here, this last three of four, starting with 2014, the Revis year, I mean, that he built a really good team.
No question.
So I think the 14 and 16 championship teams were good teams. The last winner was a little fluky, wasn't as good. But the team in the early 2000s and the late 2010s, he rebuilt it two or three different times. He's done it. Is he incapable of doing it again? He might be. It might be just you can't do it a whole nother time. But, to you know, the callers that say he's sucked for 20 years and he can't.
No, that's like, too much, on. Please.
Like, be fair about the thing.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, the whole he hasn't won without Brady thing, that will not go away if it ends like this. It will not go away.
Mary in Manchester, what do you think?
So I agree with some of the callers. I think that, you know, the reason we are where we are today is because of Bill's arrogance. I mean, I think it's a problem with a lot of smart people, Mike. You know, if they're smart in one particular area, they think they're smart in all areas. And it doesn't always necessarily translate. And I think there's no question that Bill is the greatest coach ever. No one can even come close to him. But he's not necessarily the best GM and offensive coordinator and drafter. And I think that it was very arrogant of him to think that Brady was never going to walk out the door, that he would never go to a team like Tampa, which, in fact, he did. And subsequently, it was arrogant for him to think that, okay, even if, you know, Brady walks, we'll just plug someone in and they'll take over. So I think that we are where we are today because of his arrogance.
I think it's fair. I think that's fair. I agree. You know, add the Krafts to it, too. They didn't think Brady was leaving. When Brady called up Kraft the night before free agency, Kraft thought he was coming over to capitulate and sign another contract. Even after all of it, after all the Facebook videos and the houses on the market and the one foot's out the door and he disassociates himself from the local charity and he acts like a total pill the last 2 years and he doesn't show up in the offseason. After all of that, when Brady called the day before free agency, Robert said, "We got him back," to himself. He said that to himself. So the whole team was arrogant when it came to that.
Yes, absolutely. Again, and the, you know, let's face it, whether you're Belichick or Kraft, you're not used to being told no, especially when you've won all that time. And Brady at the end of the day said, I'm out. Now, I happen to think it was a good thing for them, but I also wasn't planning on Cam Newton sucking like this.
So I'm just saying, though, through all that arrogance, they still have built it a couple times over. They didn't just build it once. They built it and built it, then rebuilt it and did it two or three. There's been two or three different incarnations of this roster. And certainly Brady made it all, you know, put you over the top in a lot of cases. He didn't necessarily put you over the top in the way, way beginning, you know, 2001, 2003, 2004. I think your defense led you in those years. But be that as it may, He built it then. He built it sort of in between the 07 thing, and then he built it again at the end of the 2010s. And Robert and their arrogance and all the bad things we can say about them, they've done it.
Yeah, but they had the quarterback.
Okay, but those were still great defenses.
They were. They were terrific, and I'm not saying they weren't. I'm just telling you that this. I'm trying to be consistent. I've told you, build can get you to 10-6, 11-5. Brady put you over the top. And when you have the guy in the middle that can fix all those problems, even when you miss, some of the hits are going to look good.
So I'm not even talking, when I say rebuilding this thing right now, I'm not even talking about Super Bowl yet. I'm talking about...
Yeah, 10-6, 9-7.
Going back to being a top third of the league kind of team.
Sure.
That put yourself in that position. And then we get there, and then we see what the quarterback can do and if he can win you the games and put you over the top like Brady did. My expectation is just give me the rest of the roster, and then we'll see about the quarterback.
An average quarterback.
The quarterback thing is massively important. I mean, massively. That's what puts you over the tops and wins you the championships. But you don't need that just to get back to having a good roster and having a good team that wins games. You can do that with just average quarterback play. That's sort of where we're at right now, and the quarterback thing is a whole nother thing.
I mean, right now the quarterback play is undermining them. I mean, that's really what's happening, because they shouldn't be this bad.
They're getting the worst quarterback play in the league. They're 31st out of 32 teams in quarterback play. So that, to me, what a fail that is. Just give me the 15th best, the 16th best, and you're 3-3, 4-2, and again, you're right in the middle of it.
Mike, I'd be willing to bet that last year they were in the middle of the pack and they went 12-4.
That's right.
So, you know, now we can blame Brady, we can blame the receivers, but their passing game last year was not elite.
Well, but I think where the variance there might be the schedule. Like, this year's a real schedule, and last year was another cupcake thing that you tended to have here through the years as well.
Well, and the quarterback doesn't turn it over.
Jack and Southie. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to know if you're going to be wearing your life jackets on Sunday, because Josh Allen and the Big 12 Bills are going to boat race you.
I don't even know what that means.
I thought it was for the Blanami.
Yes. Buckle down the hatches there, Murray, for the Blanami. I don't even know what a boat race means. Oh, Buffalo fan, don't lose. Don't lose, Buffalo fan. You got the Pats right where you want them, finally, for the first time. For the first time, they're vulnerable. Truly, truly vulnerable. You got them. Don't lose. Tom and Quincy, you're up next. Hi, Tom.
How you doing? I always thought the Patriots only win about 2 to 4 games. But I'm a Cam Newton fan, so I think they might win 6 to 8 games. But I'm telling you, Tom Brady's not coming back. And you've got Mo Belichick and Larry McDaniels, two flaws as far as coaches go.
Okay, Tom. I think he makes the same joke every day.
Yeah.
Mo Belichick and Larry McDaniels. I keep hearing that. I think it's him. It's the same guy.
It is the same guy.
He used to watch a lot of TV 38.
Yeah. And so who's Curly is what I want to know. Curly Casario?
But he is a Cam Newton fan, obviously based on what he's seen in the last couple weeks. Must really be enjoying it. But,
big time.
No, but Belichick's Mo, Curly, and Larry. I see. Back with more right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Not complaining.
Oh, you're the mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No, 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 no. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I think New England's going to be a seller. I believe they started the season knowing they're a seller. When I see Stephon Gilmore, and I'm not saying it's not the right thing. I think it is. The free agent market's going to be what for quarterbacks? Re-signing Cam? What is it going to be? Jimmy Garoppolo in a trade? I don't know. I think it's very obvious. I think they've been doing it since the season started. I heard all this stuff about Belichick would never, ever tank. Belichick knows he's won 43% of his games without Brady. He's got to go find the next Brady. And it's not on the free agent market. So I think they're sellers. I think they'll move somebody in the next few days.
I think they're going to move someone in the next few days. I think Gilmore's gone, if not others, which I'm okay with, because I still think you can peel pieces off of here and be better if you get a team that's invested again. And if you can sort of, maybe they need a little mini house cleaning, Maz, you know?
Sure.
Who's in, who's out?
A purge.
Yeah, a little bit.
You got to do that every now and then. But again, in the Gilmore thing, as you're talking about, just look at the last 2 days. His house is on the market. Now he misses practice.
It's gone. So I'm actually okay with that because I think you can be better in the long. You can get a corner out there who tackles and can defend. Just, you know, Gilmore hasn't been great this year. I mean, his PFF, his rankings are like he's in the lower third of the league in coverage.
Yeah, he hasn't been good. I told you, to me, he didn't look good right out of the gate.
So I agree there'll be sellers, but I do not agree with Colin Coward, our buddy there, on this thing about, you know, tacitly, secretly tanking to draft a quarterback high in the draft. I do not think he's doing that, nor do I think you should do that. And I'll just restate it one more time. I'm an anti-tank individual, unless it's the rarest of cases. And that is, you already suck, you're already at the bottom of the league, and there is a generational player sitting there in the draft. So if you suck the year LeBron James is available, or Mario Lemieux, or Tim Duncan, or Trevor Lawrence, or John Elway, or Peyton Manning, I get it, fine. You're 0-6 and Trevor Lawrence is sitting there? Of course. Lose. Yeah, definitely. But you're 2-4, and you're not going to get into the top five. And I'm not doing that thing just to get the 8th pick versus the 14th pick. No. I think the culture is more important. And I will just restate it one more time. I would be much rather be a team that reloads, like the two models that I've just put out are Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Through this whole thing, they've remained the Ravens and the Steelers. They've maintained their identity. They've been competitive, and that's not to mean they've been good or great every single year, but they've been competitive. They've been, you know, more or less true to themselves, and they never tanked. They never sucked. They never flat out sucked. Pittsburgh, you know, if you just want to go through Pittsburgh's years, they haven't had a losing record through the whole Tomlin timeline. Never. And last year, they had a good excuse to. Last year, Roethlisberger was trash and then hurt, and he was done by October, wasn't he? Like
Early.
He was done after the first two games.
Early.
Okay? So they have every reason in the world. Tank, get a high pick. Instead, you know what? They go 8-5 with Duck Dodges and who was the kid that got whacked
Mason
over the
Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph. And they went and they tried to win, and they remained the Steelers, and they were 8-5, and they were in it.
They traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick. It's really what changed that team. It's why they stuck in it.
So not only did they not sell, they added. They bought. Great point. And they went 8-5, and they were in it to the last 3 weeks, and then they lost their last three and finished 8-8. But they didn't turtle. They didn't tank. And now they're 6-0 and arguably one of the better teams in the league. And through all of their ups and downs, and they've had them, you know, again, they lost the Super Bowl in 2010 to the Packers that year. Next year, they went 12-4. Then they went 8-8, 8-8, 11-5, 10-6, 11-5, 13-3. Then the last 2 years, they've been out of the playoffs, 9-6-1 and 8-8. They never tanked. They never cratered. They never lost games intentionally for a draft pick. That's who you should be. And I put the Ravens in the same category. I'll just start the clock with them in 2014 when they lost that divisional game here against you. The next year, they went 5-11, but Flacco got hurt that year. Flacco only played 10 games. So there's a little bit of a nuance there. But the next year, they were 8-8. The next year, they were 9-7. The year after that, they were 10-6. Then they draft Lamar Jackson, and here they are. And it's like they rebuilt from the middle. And that's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to be.
I mean, to me, Baltimore is the better one, a better analogy, because Pittsburgh still is Roethlisberger, right?
Yeah.
So, but Baltimore did. They flipped it over. And Flacco was never that good anyway.
He sucked.
Right?
He had one good year.
Yeah, so they were able to sort of hang in there and then flip it over and, you know, and go. So, I think that's the way they'd prefer to do it down in Foxborough. I don't think there's any question about that. The Patriots would prefer it that way. And honestly, I think they'd be that now if they were getting half-decent quarterback play.
That's all we ask. Half-decent. Not even fully decent. Just give us half-decent quarterback play. I think you're in it, and that's exactly what you are. Jim on Cape Cod. Go ahead, Jim.
I just think that Cam Newton is at his bottom right now. I think he'll get better, and that's all I really wanted to say. I just think we should stick with him and give him a shot. He's giving us a shot.
Okay, babe. They're sticking with him and giving him a shot. If he has another game like the last couple in Buffalo, what happens?
I mean, to me, I'd go to Hoyer. And I say that because I don't think Belichick wants anything to do with Stidham, clearly, although he does have him second on the depth chart. But I think that is a knee-jerk reaction to what happened in Kansas City. Bill got so pissed off that Hoyer undermined that game. Because let's face it, they were facing enough obstacles as they were in that game. And they could have won it if they had decent quarterback play, and he got pissed off, and now he's punishing Hoyer. But the fact is that the most consistent, you know, quarterback, at least until they get to the red zone, was Hoyer.
Maz, the last 4 weeks?
Hoyer was their best quarterback. Scary, right?
Oh, my God.
Scary.
Josh in the car. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. No matter how we rebuild, no matter how we go about just making ourselves into something of a contender again, which I think Belichick can do. We know he can do it. We're trending downwards while the Bills are trending upwards. This feels like year one of the Bills being actually really good.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is looking pretty hot to trot. Their defense looks great. They're playing team football. I just don't know how we outpace them because they're a couple laps ahead of us right now.
Thanks. Okay, well, talent-wise, they're a couple paces.
He's overrating the Bills. Their defense hasn't been that good this year, and Allen has slipped the last couple of weeks.
Okay, but they're still talented.
Yeah, they're a good team.
They're a talented team. You should have them in coaching, right? And that's kind of where it starts. And their quarterback is, you know, majorly mistake prone. So if, again, can you just get half decent quarterback play? And can you just be smart and disciplined and wait for the Bills to puke on themselves and Josh Allen? Like, that's, I still think there's a path there.
Sure. Yeah. I disagree them a little on the Bills. I wouldn't exclude Miami, by the way. I mean, they may have the more talented quarterback. Let's see what happens there. But I'm just not as up on the Bills as he is.
We've got Fran on Cape Cod. Hi, Fran.
Hey, about the quarterbacks, I don't think Murray mentioned this one. What do you guys think about Josh Rosen possibly coming to the Pats?
Okay, so he's a flyer guy. Like, that's no, I'm not, you know.
He's barely hanging on in the league. So he's on the Tampa Bay Bucks practice squad, last I checked.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's not even in the, so he's available to you right now. You could pick him up for nothing right now if you wanted.
I mean, that's like, you know, I hear that name and I sort of say, what do you want, Colt McCoy too?
Well, but this is like, I mean, he's the fourth guy.
I know.
Like, he, that's not, no. I mean,
well, that's what I mean, though.
Like, he's not close. He's not even on an NFL roster. Oh,
no,
my goodness.
No. I mean, that's, like you said, that's a flyer. That's a guy you bring into camp, and then if something pops, that's like that Cody Kessler. That's the same type of crap.
Joe in the car, what?
Yeah, listen, Felga, Bill knew Tom was going to leave this year, and they were playing Jimmy G, so he decided to lose that game to stick it to Kraft. And now he's going to either trade back for Jimmy G, a tank for Trevor Lawrence, because a buddy of mine.
Let's take one more. Here's Justin in Uxbridge. Hi, Justin.
I was just saying that you guys have given a lot of credit to Belichick for building such a great team multiple times in the last 20 years. But the reason why everyone came here is because Brady was here. So a lot of the credit goes to Brady for that, too.
I don't believe that. I mean, it was definitely a factor, but I think they came to win. And so you're saying, like, I don't know. Did Darrelle Revis come here because of Brady?
I would say in part.
It helped.
It helped. It certainly didn't hurt.
Yeah, I would say in part. I mean, he's looking for a one-year place to play to win and elevate his profile.
Yeah, I don't know. Good team, great coach, 1 year. I mean, yeah, maybe.
Mike, I just look at it as players relate to players. That's what they relate to. That's what the way they think. So, and whether they suck or not is irrelevant to this conversation. LeSean McCoy wants to play, and Tom Brady's team calls, I'll go. I'll go play there. I'll play with Brady. He'll throw me the ball. Rob Gronkowski wants to come out of retirement, and that's an unfair one because of his history with Brady. But Antonio Brown, Brady. And again, maybe you don't want those guys. Maybe you do. But I do think players look at it and say, I want to go play with Tom Brady. That's where I want to go. That's how I can resurrect my career. And even on the defensive side of the ball, I think a lot of guys think that way.
I don't think people appreciate, you know, how talented that team was. Like, you know,
2014?
It's just Brady. Your defense.
Oh, they were loaded that year.
That year. I mean, Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, Jerod Mayo, who got hurt at the end but was part of that team, Jamie Collins. Your secondaries, Revis and Browner. Remember Browner? He got suspended or hurt, or he was out for a little bit in the middle of it, but he was a badass. You know, Devin McCourty in his prime. Daron Harmon was good for you at that time. I mean, that was a Ninkovich could play for you at that time. That was a good team.
Their defense was really good that year.
It was a good defense.
Yeah.
That was legit.
Yeah, Browner was suspended at the beginning of the season. They popped him in there for the Chicago game, if I remember. It was like week 5. He missed the first 4. And then that's where they really started to take off. And he was a penalty waiting to happen, but he was a physical presence on that D. They were good.
That's also Gronkowski, healthy in his prime. That's also Edelman, healthy in his prime. That's Amendola making plays for you in the playoffs. That was a good team. That was Nate Solder at left tackle when he was good. Like, that one wasn't just Brady. I hate to break it to you. I mean, maybe they got some players because maybe Darrell comes because of that. You can win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady there. Like, I get what you're saying. But I don't know.
Okay, but now Brady's gone. Fine, we accept that. How many guys do they have like that on the roster now?
Oh, this is what I'm trying to say. Do you understand how far the talent has fallen since that last, since you constructed that last championship team, which is, you know.
And one of the frustrating parts of it is how many of those guys were here, and I'm not saying they'd still be here, but how many of those guys were here and left because of contracts?
Yeah, most of them. All I'm saying is, it wasn't all that long ago that Bill identified those guys, drafted those guys, had them here, signed them, you know, that it wasn't all that long ago. But yet people are still more willing to go back to his record without Brady in Cleveland in 1991. Like, that's sort of what I'm talking
about. Yeah, that's
like,
for, no, I got you. I'm just telling you, that's how they're going to remember it, though. And I know it's unfair, but that's how the Belichick critics and the angry fans are going to remember it. They're going to say, as soon as Brady left, he sucked.
Did you say angry fans? Murray, you ready to pick our final bum?
Yep.
Okay, let's go. We're going to finalize the final platform of quarterback bummery. Comes your way right after Murray's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger Mass. Hey, when you call and say two things, three things, you're going to have to wait for me to reach for a pen.
Number one.
And then I'm going to have to write it down.
Because they know how to build winning relationships.
I, for one, am not smart enough to keep two or three things in my head.
Felger Mass.
So we prefer just a single thought.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time to pick the bum. Time to pick the bum. Time to pick the bum and find the next pass quarterback.
Phew.
All right, here we go. Murray gave us 12 nameless quarterbacks with stats. We had to pick with three rounds of four. We picked one guy that we liked out of each grouping. We don't know his name. We just know the statistical profile. And now we are going to reveal the three finalists, Murray? Let's reset the stats on the three, and then we pick the one out of the three.
Well, we're not resetting the stats for the three. I'm giving you new stats, newer stats.
Oh, I love this.
About these three finalists. Again, pick one here, and that is who Felger and Maz officially endorse as the next quarterback.
No. After we're done with this exercise, this is an exercise. Okay, so we'll see the results of the exercise. After the results of the exercise, I'm just going to ask you, what is your ideal, realistic quarterback depth chart next year? Realistic. You can't give me Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's got to be a realistic quarterback depth chart when we're done with this.
Okay.
This is just an exercise.
Seems like you're twisting the rules.
I'm talking about when this game's over, we're going to play another one.
This is like Felger's
game.
This is the equivalent of the big board.
Yeah. And we don't mock the bit.
I'm not mocking
board.
It. Go ahead. Go.
Yeah, you're mocking it.
Go.
All.
Jesus. Go.
All right. Quarterback number one. His career average quarterback rating is 99.6. This quarterback has made the playoffs four times in his career. His season high in touchdowns is 27. This quarterback has a concerning durability and injury issue. Knowing how much Bill Belichick detests turnovers, it is worth knowing that this quarterback is currently averaging one turnover per start in his career. That's quarterback number one. Ready for quarterback number two?
You also said that he has a career high of 13 interceptions in a season.
Prior? Yes.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, but you're saying now you're adding strip sacks and things of this nature.
Yep.
He averages
fumbles.
One turnover per game.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ready for quarterback number two?
Maz knows who it is because he's been
researching. No, I don't know who it is, but I'm leaning towards him.
Go ahead, yeah.
This quarterback has a career average quarterback rating of 94.8. This quarterback has made the playoffs six times in his career.
Ooh.
As Bill Belichick once said, availability is the best ability. With that, this quarterback in his career has only missed three games total.
Well, he must be old.
This quarterback's single season high in touchdowns, 38. His high in interceptions, 17. But twice in his career, he threw just seven.
And according to Pro Football Reference, this quarterback is tied for eighth all-time in fourth-quarter comebacks.
Ooh. Okay, I have a guess who that is, but keep going.
I don't want him.
I don't want this guy.
Quarterback number three. This quarterback's career QB rating is 89.5. This quarterback has an extremely concerning durability and injury history. This quarterback has made the playoffs three times in his career. According to Pro Football Reference, this quarterback is tied for eighth all-time in fourth-quarter comebacks. This quarterback has thrown for over 28 touchdowns four times in his career.
Okay.
It's time to pick the bum.
Maz, let's discuss this real quick.
Okay, yeah, go.
The second guy in here with the six playoff appearances, could that be Philip Rivers?
Yeah, it does feel like Rivers, yes. I would have guessed, someone like him. Yeah, he's old.
Well, but that, I mean, if this guy...
supposed to be using names.
But I think he threw
over... Yes, no, well, now we're openly... If we have to come up with one together, we now get to discuss it, Murray.
I also think he threw over 20 picks one year, so that kind of threw me off a little, that Murray said 38 and 17 was his high for picks. But I still think it's someone like Rivers who's old, and I don't want an old guy.
Maybe it's Breeze? Is Breeze?
Oh, there could be Breeze.
Is Breeze in this mix?
Breeze has thrown over 40 touchdowns, though, I think.
Again, these are 12 quarterbacks that I hand-picked.
Okay, but, Breeze is someone we should put on the list.
He's not going to play here.
He might be done.
94.8 rating. I bet your Breeze is higher.
Okay, who do you like, Mass?
I like number one, the first one.
4,000 yards. Who do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Well, then wait a minute. You got to give me an idea.
I know who the last one is.
He threw. Who's the last one?
Well, 5,000 yards gives it away. That's going
to not supposed to be using names.
Yes, we are. On this one, we are. Yes, we are.
Well, cheating.
5,000 yards, 40 TDs, injury history, and his rating is a little on the low side. And even with all those numbers, that's Stafford. Stafford passed for 5,000 yards one year. I know he's one of the guys to do that. And he threw 40 touchdowns that same season, I think. I don't want him either. I want number one. He's the unknown to me. I want him. Going behind door number one. Mike can kiss my ass. I'm taking number one.
Well, you have to both come together on this.
4,000 last year, four playoff appearances.
That was last year, the 4,000 yards?
Yep, 4,000 last year, four playoff appearances. Quarterback rating of 99.6 last year.
And need I remind you again, Mike, I know how you hate turnovers, but nobody hates him more than Belichick. This quarterback currently averaging one turnover per start in his career.
So he had 4,000 yards last year?
No. Not this quarterback, no.
Well, this one, yeah, number one. If we're talking about the same number one.
Yeah.
Number one. The first guy you mentioned the entire day.
Yeah.
4,000 yards last year, almost.
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 Almost. Oh, all right.
Key word.
I wrote down 4,000, too.
Well, I wrote down 4K.
And you know what? My gut tells me I'm going with number one.
Your gut tells you what?
Those numbers sound like someone I know.
Okay, but...
Actually, the four times throws it out of whack.
Is he dinking around with us as a backup quarterback? He's got four playoff appearances?
Could be. He might be messing with us.
Okay, number one, Jimmy Garoppolo. Give it to me.
Hit it, Jimmy.
We have picked the bum. We have picked the bum. We have picked the bum. It's the next best quarterback.
Pew. All right, you have eliminated quarterback number two, which was Matt Ryan.
Oh. Thank God.
Matt Ryan.
Rivers Ryan. You're right, Maz. It was similar.
Yeah,
right?
Similar, right. Old guy.
And the quarterback he's tied with for eighth all-time in fourth-quarter comebacks, that was quarterback number three. That was Matt Stafford.
Ah, good job,
he did
Maz.
Once throw for over 5,000 yards
Holy
and 40
crap.
Touchdowns.
Maz was right.
Who did we pick?
I did my damnedest to make sure that this guy not only... I should have just left him off. Jimmy Garoppolo is your next Patriots quarterback.
Suck it!
Yeah, baby!
Nice, man.
Yes, sirree!
Yeah, and this was why...
Suck it.
Maz tried to trick me. Well, we need to have completion percentage in there because that was going to be very high and there was no way I was going to put that in there. But the turnovers should scare you away from the galloping pick chicken and his injury history.
Yeah, love see, it. That's right. He threw in love the fumbles it. Just to screw in me.
Love it.
Son of a bitch.
Suck it, Murray. Oh,
bite me.
Jimmy G, the best of the lot.
That was wonderful.
Well, you did truly pick a bum. That is the next quarterback of the New England Patriots.
So it is interesting, though, because I do put an emphasis on quarterback rating. He had the highest one other than Ryan Fitzpatrick, which was a setup.
Yeah, no,
you tried
I like
to trick us on that.
Too. I yep. do.
So I lean towards that. 99.6 is pretty good. quarterback playoffs four times, you weasel.
He did. He's made the playoffs four times.
Oh, you weasel, though. It wasn't him. It was Brady.
But we ultimately saw through it.
Oh, you weasel. That's a weasel move.
It's a glorified ticket weasel exercise.
Jimmy G.
Oh, that was orgasmic.
I'm drawn to the profile. You didn't even mention that he was handsome.
Oh, my God.
Thing blew up in my face.
Did it ever. Murray, give me your ideal quarterback depth chart for the Patriots next year. Realistic.
Let's see. Realistic. I could live with Matt Ryan, believe it or not, because you know they're going to end up drafting in the top five. The Falcons are looking for a new guy. Hate his age. But if he comes here, twilight of his career for a season.
Let me just stop you, because you said before you want the Patriots to lose and to draft high in the top 10 for the guy.
Yeah, but I don't want the guy to start immediately. Ideally, you have a veteran like a Matt Ryan, maybe Stafford via trade, or someone lesser than that, that can carry you for most of the season and make you competitive while you bring along a guy you draft in the first round and... I don't know.
Okay,
who's third on the depth chart? Whatever. Stidham maybe still kicks around.
So Ryan, draft pick, Stidham.
Sure.
Right? Okay. Maz?
Garoppolo, A.J. McCarron, draft pick. And if you want to throw Stidham in that group, I'm okay with that too. I want two or three guys to be the successor.
Okay. Is Aaron Rodgers realistic? Because I keep bringing it up. Is he realistic or not?
I say no as of right now.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Because if he has a good year, Green Bay's not going to let him go.
Well, I don't know if it's based on the year. I think it's based on how it ends. If it ends ugly, you know, that it's really the last taste. I mean, for crying out loud, Brett Favre took him to the NFC champ to overtime of the NFC championship game. And he had a really good year in 07, and they blew him out of there because of how it ended. Another horrible, unforgivable interception.
How many years had Rodgers been in the system by then?
Three, four.
Okay, so I think
it was timing out, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's too early for Love.
Okay, fair enough.
So you mean that the Green Bay Packers basically had the same decision the Patriots did, except they went with the young guy.
Interesting. Huh. Anyway, so if Rodgers is not realistic, I will go Garoppolo, Trubisky, draft pick.
Ooh, Trubisky.
The Trubisky's just a stick it to me.
No, it's not. You know what, Murray? Do you know what Mitch Trubisky's one loss record is as a quarterback, as a starting quarterback?
I can guess.
Oh, you probably know it because you've been researching. Go ahead.
I'm going to guess it's like...
Seven or eight games over 500, I would
16
think.
And 6 or something.
Yeah, no, it's 26 and 18.
Ooh.
So somehow they win with him. Even this year, do you know he was 3-0 when he got benched?
I didn't know that.
That doesn't even feel right, but...
They're winning with defense.
Obviously.
Well, last year, didn't they go 13-3?
The year before, they went 13-3.
Oh, year before. Last year, they went 8-8.
So, right, but he didn't play all those games. His, you know, as a rookie, he was 4-8, and then his last 3 years as a starter, 11-3, 8-7, 3-0. So, I mean, he does enough to win behind a good defense, and so I'd like to give him to Belichick as an experiment, as a project, not as the starting guy. I got Garoppolo as the starting guy.
Yeah, but the defense sucks now here, too.
Well, that's a problem. Fair enough. But I just want, I don't know, like, if I can get him for nothing and have him be somebody I develop and take a look at, yeah, I'm doing that.
I knew I should have pulled Garoppolo. Trubisky.
Oh, Garoppolo. That was so good. And if I can't get Garoppolo, Alex Smith. You know, but again, then I need to do a full medical thing on him. It's that leg's got to be right. Now, how could that possibly be right?
Oh, I think it was so awesome that we picked Garoppolo. Oh,
that is, I have a little mess in my trousers right now. That was so good.
I'm telling you, as soon as you read that first name, 99.6, I went, ooh, that guy can play.
Yeah, that was too much of a hint. I should have dropped that, too.
Yeah, dummy.
Yeah, Maz has Garoppolo's quarterback ring tattooed to his tuchus.
Right. It's on the front side.
Final word comes your way next.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Well, not a good day for yours truly here on Felgren Mazz. First, you guys picked the bum of bums, and my bit blew up in my face. And it turns out I was also a victim of when hosts aren't listening.
And now, how to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
He was a great player, a great Patriot, great, you know, competitor. And I just think he's cashed at 33 at that position with that physical wear and tear. I think that's it.
I mean, I can't imagine that he's got anything left. Like, really, well, you know, this started at the end of last year. He didn't look right at the end of last year. He had the big drop against Tennessee. And then this year, it's just, honestly, I look back at the Seattle game now, and I think that was it for him. That was everything he had left in the tank was in that Seattle game.
So I don't think this even affects them that much, because the real Julian Edelman, they lost that guy
halfway through last year. Before that.
They've lost him a while ago. They haven't had the real Julian Edelman in some time. And there was a flash there in Seattle. Absolutely. So you'll miss the ceiling of, you know, if he somewhere can, you know, pull something out of his backside and have a game like that, that's now off the table. But really, I mean, out of his last 10 games, how many of them were good?
No, how much were you going to get out of him anyway? I think we said the last five games.
He looked pretty good in that Seattle game.
Yeah, we were just saying, yeah, outside of Seattle.
This has been How to Tell When the Hosts Aren't Listening.
I think Murray gets a break back there, though. It's hard.
It's tough in there.
Hard to lose. Yeah, you lose the train, you know, in the glass tick.
You lose the train here.
Yeah, it's true.
Let alone over there. God knows what he's doing behind that glass.
Well, I'm trying to trick you with stats so you don't end up picking Jimmy Garoppolo when you pick the bum.
See, Mazz is too clever, Murray. He's too analytical. He's too thoughtful.
Yeah, I could tell he was onto it.
He was.
I'm a numbers guy.
Yep.
Okay, is that it?
I study quarterback stats. I do.
Let's do the email today.
It's the Moncast email of the day.
Dear Felga, I really hate you, and I think Mazz is a boob.
The Mimecast email of the day. Send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
Email it is protected by Mimecast, the number one cloud email security and resilience companion for Microsoft 365. Safeguard your organization against phishing and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. That's Mime, M-I-M-E, Mimecast.com. Relentless protection, resilient world. This one isn't that clever or all that good, but we got to get the sponsor in, and it is tied into Murray's ticket weasel game right there. Subject line, quarterback board of suck. Kenneth says, why don't you guys make up a big board and chuck markers to figure out the next quarterback? It works for the draft. It'll work for this. We'll probably have to do something like that because you know what? The sad reality is the team's doing that, right? But we'll do something. We'll come up with another. Murray has to redeem himself somehow. Murray somehow has to get us off of the Garoppolo thing because that is now etched in stone. That was scientifically chosen, Mess.
Well, you did say it's not official, so you know you set the rules there at the end.
Well,
so
that is true. I did sort of ruin my juice there to begin with.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.